We got 2 more years to go. You're supposed to be a vet there.
Could you tell me about can you tell me something about the geography of the area? You know, what about the land and stuff like that?
Well, how do you mean in the change of the value?
No, I just want to ask you some stuff about, you know, how the land, what would you call parts of the land, and you'd have a name for a certain part of land and then another part of land, depending on, you know, what was on the land or its elevation or you know, was there water standing in it or things like that. Can you tell me about stuff like that?
Well, we have what they call here lowland and hill land.
Okay.
And some places we have places yellow and high where it's rigid a little bit and it's sandy. When it rains, it washes it. And some places where it's lowland and it's a different soil, where it's not so sandy, it won't wash away so bad, and it wash away a little, not to hurt.
Yeah.
And it's good farming land, as long as not too wet. And when it's dry, it'll stand more dry water than where it's sandy. It's a black loam land, they call it.
Okay.
And this heavy, this hill and land is, yeah, it's sandy, it washes back. It does good, and sometimes you have, if it washes too much, you have to wipe it several times before you go back to soil, you see, several years.
Okay, you say land that was good land, you say it was, yeah.
You know, land is not too flat, it's just a little, with a little rolling to it,
okay.
A little green, you find better farmland. And if the slope there a little, not where it is, where it's hilly and ups and down the hills, it makes it bad for farming.
Okay. What would you call that land, that low-lying grassland? Did you have a name for it where you couldn't maybe raise anything?
They call that flat, yeah.
Okay.
You can't raise nothing in that, a place like that.
Because what would it have in it?
There's no soil in it at all. It's, I don't know what it is. It's just
sand.
Not even sand, what little sand is in it. There's nothing there to grow anything. If people tried it, you know.
It's not fertile?
Not fertile. No fertile in it, no. And if you put fertile in it, it's got no foundation. It'll go right through it. It won't, you know, it wash out, it seep in, it doesn't, you know.
I see.
There's no subsoil on it to hold the soil and the fertilizer, you see.
Okay. What did you call the, what would you call a place that had water standing in it all the time? Maybe, you know, a place that just had water in it all the time?
Well, you call that some of them a pond and some of them a spring, and the water comes out of spring and it's just a low place.
But this was maybe where it would rain and it would flood this area. And, you know, it'd have grass and all sorts of stuff growing there, but it'd just be flooded all the time. What would you call that? Do you ever have a name for it?
Well, we have somebody called a branch, you know, something like that, you know, a holler.
Okay.
What branches, you know, some places.
All right.
Yeah, please, where they grow. They grow a lot of timber, smoke, look like a hardwood and said they call it reed rake. You clean that up, it's good foam land, or it's good modern day, see.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about the places where water would flow? All the different names you have for the places where water would flow.
Well, creeks is one place. They have these little creek and then these branches. And low places between the hills, they have places that run from one place to another. And mostly they have little, what they call branches, like slough like that.
Okay. If there's been a heavy rain, maybe, and the rain has cut a channel across a road or a field,
there'd be a washout there. It does happen sometimes, and they'll have to go there and put a culvert there or refill it, and usually put a culvert there and put a bigger culvert, you know.
Okay. What if there was a deep, narrow valley that was cut by one of those things? What'd you call that?
Well, I guess they'd call that a washout, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or, what about a shallow arm of the sea where the water would come in, flow out, flow in with the tide? Do you have a name for that?
No, they only tide. They usually have tide. Tide goes up and down twice a day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, but these were little places where, you know, the water might flow in and then flow out again. Do you have a name for those?
I know nothing I know of. I know they'll come up, the water come up and fill in at some of these spots around there, and it, when you go down there and hold that, it's a little mud hole, I guess.
Okay. What about, did you have any names for any different types of soil, Mr. Moran? Like, I know, you know, in your days of surveying lumber and things like that, you must have taken a look at the types of soil you had.
Well, yes. Well, they have the, what they call the sandy soil and heavy loam soil.
Uh-huh.
Black soil, you know.
Okay.
They have different deserts. Now, this soil here, you go out there, when it's dry out of the place, it's right around here, this place here, you go out there, it's plenty of moisture in it.
Uh-huh.
It's heavy loam soil, holds moisture longer than this. The sandy soil, over there where I live in Hancock County, it was a sandy soil, but it was some of the best soil in the country. But when it got too dry, it was bad on anything you planted, you see.
Okay.
It was really worse than it would here when it gets too dry.
Okay. And what would you call a little narrow rise in the land, a little rise in the land? Do you have a name for that? Maybe a little place where the where land would kind of come up. If it wasn't low land, you say the land was...
It was a high land, a little ridge, ridge, you know, a hill, they call it, somewhat called a little hill, a ridge.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to get water off a marsh, if they were getting water off the marsh, you'd say they was doing what to the marsh?
They were draining.
Okay.
They have done it, yeah, places.
And what would you call the things that you dug to do that?
Well, you dig ditches and go out there with machine and line and drag line and drain holes. They've done that all over the coast, you know, around the bay there and go Baller Trotter and Jen River.
Okay. Did you have a name, Mr. Moran, for something that was higher?